This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready.
It's like Hunter was here.
I have been working on my woohoos since Hunter's called in sick.
He has called in sick, and Dave has taken over the woohoos and the seat, guys. I am ready for this.
Yes.
You're absolutely
right. We've got a great show today as well. We are talking everything, but the one topic that I'm really scared of is I'm turning the big 3-0 in a couple of months' time, and I'm scared.
Oh, it's a shame Hunter's not here, because he turned the big 3-0 very recently, so he would be all across this. Also, guys, my old mate was in town from Wales, and we had a catch-up, and I want to let you know all about that. Also, I went to see Wonder Woman. We're going to be giving a bit of a review on that, too. And we are culling on the socials.
Oh, I love that. Well, Harry, why am I getting confused with my H's? You are our Wonder Woman on the tag team.
Oh, that's very kind of you for saying that.
Joy.org.au.
Sport now. I think here we go. I can't do the tune. What is it? Harry, he's got the tennis ball, throws it up in the air, and serves a big ace. It's now time for the sports wrap with Harry.
Oh, thank you for that. Now, we're going to do the French Open as well today.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you right now, the women's draw has been blown wide open. So, Serena Williams clearly not performing in the French Open. She's away on maternity leave.
Yes.
But all the big names are really choking up here. We've had Angelique Kerber, Johanna Konta. I just love pronouncing these names. Dominika Zhivkova. Have a crack at some of these names. Have a crack at that one. Have a crack at that one, Harry.
Anjelika Radishkasa.
Oh, and our Aussie own Sam Stosur and Venus Williams are all gone. So it's going to be a new Grand Slam winner.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, all the young girls, like the likes of Yelena Ostapenko, is my tip to win the French Open. So that's all that's happening in the French Open.
And what I liked that I did there was that I threw it to you because I knew that I would never be able to pronounce those names. So thank you for that, Dave. We appreciate that.
And Andy Murray won overnight as well and made an emotional tribute to the terror victims as well.
Oh, well done to Andy. He's a good boy, isn't he? I bet his mum was there. I do love his mum. Look at the AFL over the weekend. Dave, did you catch any games?
Yes, I went down to the Geelong, down the highway, to watch Geelong beat the Adelaide Crows by 22 points.
That was a sensational match, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
And they're not going to... So, one of the Cats players, what's his name?
Tommy Hawkins,
he got reported and they're not going to appeal it.
Yes, he'll be out for 1 week. So he'll miss the game against West Coast Eagles.
It was a shame for him. And a quick turn to rugby union. Will Genia is going to come back for the Reds, which I'm very excited about. He's going to have to take a big pay cut because he's been away playing, but he's coming back to the Queensland Reds. So I'm so excited for that return. Keep your eyes peeled for him. And that is the sports wrap,
guys. It is. Thank you very much. Well done.
Joy.org.au.
Harry.
Yes?
Is it true that you only review Welsh superstars? So now, you've been out and about the last couple of nights and you've found your way to a Bonnie Tyler concert. So is it just the Welsh people that you review? You don't care about anybody else?
Well, I'll stop you right there. It's Gaynor to her friends, which I love.
Oh, that's right. She's a family friend of the Lloyds.
It was lovely to catch up with Gaynor. Oh, I tell you what, she's had a hell of a year. She's been touring all over. She's off to Chile next. And Argentina, she knackered, if she's honest.
I'm going to stop you there. Now, you're claiming to be a family friend. Yeah. Now, I believe that you promised to bring Bonnie Tyler into the studio.
I did promise that. You're absolutely right. But, unfortunately, her schedules have made me break my promise.
So I look around the studio now. There's no Bonnie Tyler here.
No. Well, she flew in Tuesday night last week and then left on the Wednesday to go up because she's still doing all the touring. So she's out to Australia now. She's gone over.
Slept on your couch?
To New Zealand. Yeah, I offered Bonnie the couch. I did. I had to. It's only fair.
How was it? Tell us.
The concert was amazing. I tell you what a set of pipes. And everybody loved it. She played down at the at Hamer Hall. And I think it was like close to sell out, which is still, she's still pulling a crowd, to be fair to her. But she is Welsh, so you know. And it was so much fun. She did all the classics.
I don't think you're giving an honest review here. You really are sticking up for her, aren't you?
Yeah, but she was great.
You can't say bad thing about her.
Why would I? Listen, you carry on. You and me going to fall out today, right? There's no hunter here.
So I can attack Bonnie Tyler.
You can attack no one.
Joy.org.au.
Now, guess what? I've had a bit of I'll call it fiasco if you really want.
Oh, I love that word, fiasco.
Yeah, so I was out doing a bit of shopping over the weekend down at the dirty Chadston.
Oh, that is the fashion capital.
Yes, exactly. And I was just, you know, perusing around looking for something to wear. And I've looked around and... No, I haven't looked around, but the phone kept ringing in this outlet.
So you're in a shop?
I'm in the shop looking around, Phone keeps ringing, starts to get a bit irritating. I'm starting looking around again. Phone's still ringing and kept ringing and kept ringing.
Oh.
This is like a few minutes around. I'm looking at my friend saying, this is ridiculous. Is somebody going to answer this phone? So I got to that stage where the phone then again rings again. So I decide to answer the phone myself.
No!
What? Well, somebody's ringing. Somebody's in need. Somebody wants something. So can I help out? Yes, I can. So I pick up the phone. My Chadston, David speaking.
So you answered it?
Yes, I answered the phone. And then it was actually a call from one of the other stores. And they were like, oh, I'm just ringing up. We're out of black jeans, size 34, skinny leg. I'm just wondering if you've got any stock you can transfer over to us. So I said to him, oh, I'm not too sure, but I'll put you through to somebody who might know.
No, you did not. That is crazy.
Yeah, so what's happened is I put the phone... I didn't know how to transfer anybody, so I just put the
surprising
phone down.
Surprising,
I just put the phone down on the table, off the hook.
Yeah.
And eventually, about a minute later, this lady comes to the outlet.
Yeah.
And she looks at the phone, and she looks a bit confused why it's off the hook.
Yeah.
And I say to her, oh, there might be somebody on the phone for you. And so the retail assistant goes, oh, no, I think somebody just left it off the hook and goes, bang, hangs up.
Joy.org.au.
I went to see Wonder Woman this week and here's just a little taste.
What is this place? Who are you people?
We are the bridge to a greater understanding.
Right.
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. The boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
Oh, and it is up to Gail Gadot to save the world in this Wonder Woman epic. I absolutely loved it.
Now it's time to go at the movies with Harry Lloyd.
Guys, it's taken over 300 million already. Opening weekend. We are part of history. It's a female director, Patty Jenkins. Now, she did Monster as well, which was the Charlize Theron one. This is from DC Comics. It sets Dana, who is a princess of the Amazonians. She's raised on an idyllic island until she rescues an American pilot, Chris Pine, from the water, tells her about World War I is raging in the world. So she goes to save them and defeat Ares, the god of war. She enlists a bit of a motley crew to help her along the way. And I tell you what, it's fun. I went in having low expectations because I didn't want to put it on a pedestal because I was like, Wonder Woman's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. Went in with low expectations. It's funny. It's really fast paced. And it doesn't take itself too seriously. There is an appearance from Lucy Davis, who was from The Office as well, and she plays Chris Pine's secretary, and she is an absolute joy.
Now, was it a date, Harry? Did you take Holly along?
I took Holly along and our housemate, Virginia, as well. And we sat at the back. The cinema, it was like at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, so the cinema was quite empty. So we sat at the back whooping and cheering with the best of them. It was so much fun.
Now, we know that you like gluten-free products and food and all that. What kind of person are you at the cinemas? Because there's not much there on offer for you, is there?
There's not much on offer for me in the cinema.
What do you do?
Apart from Wonder Woman. That's all I was... I tell you what, I'm not allergic to her.
Now,
there's nothing in there that's going to upset my stomach.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
We are talking hidden talents. All right. Ooh. Let me start from the beginning. Let me get this out. So, Holly, my girlfriend, she's an actor, but she's just started making hats, right?
Okay.
She wants to do millinery.
Yeah.
Right? And the hats are spot on.
Well, what kind of hats are we talking?
Like brim hats.
Oh, okay. So sun smart type of hats or fashionista hats?
Fashion hats.
Okay.
They wouldn't look out of place in Chadston.
Yep.
The fashion capital. And they're amazing. And they're like proper felt ones and all different colours, like wide ones, not so wide ones, trilbies, all that sort of stuff.
So is Holly quite talented in that sort of area, or is it just a random thought?
So creative.
Okay.
So creative.
Because she's got history.
Turn around to anything she can. So it got me thinking about hidden talents. If you weren't doing the job that you're doing and you wanted to do something else, what would that job be? But it's more than that. It's a talent. Mm. So for instance, Angelina Jolie, excellent at knife throwing.
Ah.
That's her hidden talent. So
pretty much don't get in the wrong side of Angelina Jolie.
Brad knows all about that. Conan O'Brien, tap dancing.
Oh, yeah. I love Conan. He'll be a good tap dancer.
What about this, right? You ready for this one? Vanilla Ice. What do you think his hidden talent
is? Stop singing.
That's a very good call.
What is it?
Jet skiing. He came sixth in the world at jet skiing.
Jet ski? Is that even a thing?
I don't know.
I thought you just do that randomly.
Well, yeah. Is it a sport? I don't know. Anyway, what do you reckon your hidden talent is?
Well, firstly, my friend, I'm going to claim my friend Neil Patrick Harris, because you claim Bonnie Tyler, I'll just claim Neil Patrick Harris. Magic tricks, being a bit of a magician.
Oh, I bloody love a magician.
Now, my hidden talent, okay, you know, it's not as good as the list that you just read out then. It's not as good. But over the weekend, I came up with a hidden talent. So... My friend and I were doing random YouTube videos of the voice contestants.
Oh, yeah?
So my friend challenged me. He said, if I just show you, like, let you listen to the singer singing, can you try and describe who's singing?
Oh.
So we did it about 5 or 6 times, and I reckon I was like 80%, 90%, like, describing the singer without seeing who the singer was. Yeah. Just by the sound of their voice, what song they're singing. Maybe a bit of stereotyping as well, but that was my hidden talent. Not as, you know, I'm not throwing knives or jet skiing.
So your hidden talent is being very judgmental.
Joy.org.au.
Dave, you've got a very special birthday coming up. We've got our newsreader, Prue, still in the studio.
Still here.
Actually,
still
Prue's
here.
Only come in for moral support, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, just to lend a hand.
What's going on, Dave?
Okay, in a couple of months' time, I'm turning 30.
Flirty 30!
Oh, Brew, you're supposed to be here for moral support.
Yeah, I love
now,
it.
I have a big issue because a lot of people, I'm going to brag here, but think that I'm a little bit younger than what I really am. So it's going to be very tough to celebrate the big 3-0 when I don't really want to be 3-0.
Really?
But I have a theory, and I'm consoling myself with this theory.
Lead on us, Brew.
30 is the new 20, Dave.
Oh, see, everybody says
it so is. You don't need, like, age is just a number. For starters,
yep.
You can totally pretend to people that you're younger if you want to.
Yep.
I used to date a musician for a long time. He was very strange about his age. He was very weird about turning 30. I think you just have to embrace it.
So just own it, do you reckon?
Own it.
Oh, 100%. And, right, a lot of my very young friends who are in their 30s have been saying that as soon as you get to 30, it just flies because you find, like, this newfound confidence.
I've heard that too.
You don't give... anything. And you just do it. And they're like, 30 went so quick. How did we go from 30 to 40? Because that time just flew because you're just having so much fun.
Yeah,
I feel like you might be terrifying him a bit of time passing really quickly.
I reckon I need some help. I need some people to text in. What do I need to do before I turn 30? Because there's certain things you have to do before you're 30.
Can I tell you what I'm doing before I turn 30?
Go, Prue.
I am making anybody that is just in their 30s feel really weird about being just in their 30s. So I'm like, oh, someone in my 20s, blah, blah, blah. I'm using that as much as I possibly can.
Okay, I've got 2 more months to do that.
So at work, I work with a 30-year-old and a 31-year-old, and I'm like, oh, you guys wouldn't understand you in your 30s. So just get it out there as much as you can. Just rub it in for the last 2 months.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.